My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The man of the hour, that's Drake May. It's Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons. We're live from Scores down here on Canal Street. Today's show brought to you by Jameson, official partner of the Boston Bruins. Jameson Black Barrel, Jameson Orange specialty cocktails. Come on in here and order one up at the bar. We're down here on the first floor. Come say hi as we take you all the way up until 6 o'clock. Pre-gaming here for the Bruins and their home opener tonight against the Montreal Canadiens. But that was the voice of Drake May, who we just talked with Tommy Curran about at length. He wants to go out there and make some plays. And that resonated with you, Andy Hart, because that's his M.O. That's what he's trying to do. That's not necessarily what Jacoby Brissett's M.O. was. Jacoby Brissett was take care of the ball. If you see a throw in a tight window and you're not sure about it, hold on to it, eat it, or keep running around and wait for some guys to get open, which you didn't see a lot of. Window's got to be wide open if you want to throw. And even when it was sometimes, he still threw it to Fred Warner. You know, it was just not a good situation. You got May coming in here saying the opposite, basically, saying, I'm going to try and make plays. And that's what he should be doing. I mean, this is what you got in the third overall pick. You got a playmaker at quarterback, a guy who can throw on the run, a guy who has a big arm, who can go across his body, who can hit guys in small windows, all of that stuff, which, you know, you really haven't seen much of here in a while. You know, I mean, Cam Newton certainly wasn't doing it. Mac Jones had an inkling that maybe that was part of his game, and then that disappeared after a year. And the year so far now has been brutal quarterback play. So this is something that I think fans have really been waiting for, and it seems like May has the right attitude about it.
I think he can inject life in every player on the field.
Yeah.
And I think there should be a belief, whether you're a lineman blocking for him or a receiver downfield, that this could turn into a scramble drill. I could be the guy that he's going to throw across his body, that, you know, whatever he gets in his head, you know, that ability to make plays with his, as his head coach said yesterday, what does he bring? A strong arm and athleticism. Mm-hmm. And that's a different style of play. And this is not meant to be just a comparative shot at Jacoby Brissett. He is who right. He is. He can do what he does. And he was brought in to do certain things. I think they probably expressed certain things to him. And now you have Drake May, who, what did he say? Go have fun.
Like, yeah.
That's what this is to him. He's 22 years old and he's starting for the New England Patriots. He's not that far removed from Tom Brady, right? Like, that's where he is in his world, his developmental world. He should have fun. And he does have guys that can make some plays for him, whether it's Pop Douglas or Jalen Polk or Javon Baker or Kendrick Bourne. And I think those guys believing that if I get open, or even if I'm not really open, he might throw me the ball. Mm-hmm. To me, there's value in that.
He might look my way, at least. Yeah.
Whereas I think they believe Jacoby Brissett, A, either wasn't going to see him, or if he saw him, was going to be like, yeah, but that safety is kind of over there. I think those thoughts are gone.
I also think Brissett got sped up a lot. I mean, the first two games, he was running for his life. We know that. We're not denying that or saying that it was all his fault. I mean, a lot of things went into it. And I also don't think you have some great wide receivers here. We all made fun of Pop Douglas for complaining. Like, who the hell are you?
Right.
You guys, this entire room is kind of lackluster here. You're a below-average wide receiver group, maybe even worse than that. And everybody knows it. It's not like that's some big secret. You're playing these other teams. You know what they have. You know who these quarterbacks are throwing to. And it's not that kind of team. It's not that sort of situation where you just give the ball to one of these guys in space and say, make a play. And Brissett, I don't even think, was all that keen on doing that. The only time we ever saw anything like that, I remember that screen to Hunter Henry in his big game, which I think was the Jets game, and that's about it. I mean, you didn't really see a whole lot of drawing the defense in and then sort of going over on a little pop screen or something like that. You just didn't see a lot of creativity. You didn't see, I think, Alex Van Pelt designing offenses that counteracted what the defense was doing well or what your shortcomings were up front with the offensive line. And it just ended up being this kind of boring, dysfunctional mess that I hope Drake May can fix. And I don't know if he can fix it single-handedly, but there's more to it than just the bad quarterback play.
Well, and that F word, fun.
Yeah.
I think we're coming off a game that everybody would agree was one of the least fun games they've ever witnessed.
Not a fun game.
Right?
Except Tommy Curran likes all football games. Doesn't matter what happens in the game, he enjoys the game.
You guys still got a little bee in your bonnet over there.
A little bit,
huh?
Yeah.
You're both bringing it up kind of passive-aggressively. It's over. Still talking about it.
Well, yeah. We got to talk to him on Sunday. Except this Sunday, I'm not going to be saying no one wants to watch this game. Everyone wants to watch this game.
Everybody,
on Sunday.
Everybody. I've actually been surprised. I did a couple of those little check-ins about the get-in price, and It hadn't gone up as much as I thought. Now I have talked to friends who had their tickets on there that pulled them down,
okay,
and are now going to the game. Excuse me. That weren't previously planning on going to the game, but he's going to inject fun. He's going to inject energy. He injects the unknown. Because there really wasn't any unknown with Brissett.
Right.
You kind of knew what you were going to get.
We're
either going to win ugly or lose ugly, but it's going to be like a low-scoring game. We're not going to make a lot of plays. If the other team makes a couple plays, we're probably porked because he can't make plays. So I just – now there is a little unscripted nature to this offense by nature of the quarterback and then where the game could go, might go. I also think the expectations are relatively low. If he throws for like $175, it's better than what they've been doing.
Yep.
If he throws a touchdown pass in his first game, by golly, this kid can play. You know what I mean? I don't think he has to go out there.
Bon Jovi's going to come out and sing the song himself.
Yes, exactly. Live rendition of Our House, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so in a way, how bad the offense has been is why people fear putting him in a bad offense.
Mm-hmm.
But it also sets a low bar.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to do much to lift the offense to a level where everybody's like, oh, that's not bad. And now imagine if we gut him a left tackle. Imagine if we gut him a receiver. So I think this is a very winnable situation. Not the game.
I was going to say.
Not the game.
No one's
not the game, mind you.
The game, yeah.
But I'm talking about the situation for Drake May. I think he can kind of win the court of public opinion like, oh, it wasn't too bad. And if he gets better, the way I've seen Bo Nix and Caleb Williams learn and gain experience and get better, I think people will be optimistic after this game. So you can call me a honk, you can call me a homer, but I am going all the way until 4 o'clock on Sunday. 1:15 on Sunday. I'm staying positive to at least 1:15 on Sunday.
I've called you so much worse than those two things, but yes,
I know. I idiot, moron, yell at me.
You're
kind of a bully.
I'm not a bully. Come on, you're more of a bully
with
than
a
I
short
am.
Fuse. You snap.
That's true. I do snap. But that's I can't help that. It's just part of my.
I don't think that's okay.
It's part of my DNA. I can't help it. It's better to do that. I feel like than to let it all bottle up. You know, if you just snap right away, just let it out, and then it's over with.
Wait, those are the either ors. I either have to snap at people or bottle up and kill people. Like what?
Well, I didn't say anything about killing anybody.
Maybe go to a therapist and find an outlet.
No, that's not happening. I don't have time for that. But I do think that between those two, it's better to just
That's probably true.
It works for me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.